This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وسيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters, the story of the shaytan has many lessons for us. Of course, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the shaytan to remain and to exist as a test and trial for us as human beings. That even though the shaytan will try to mislead us, the shaytan will whisper to us, the shaytan will try to tempt us, but we persevere through that test, and it is through that test that we gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, "Inna shaytana lakum adu, fattakhidhuhu aduwa." That certainly the shaytan is an enemy for you, so take him as your enemy. The problem is, my brothers and sisters, that we may know the shaytan is our enemy. So the first part of this ayah, this verse, I think we understand. We learn as children that the shaytan, he's a bad guy. He's our enemy. He's not good. But the second part is where we often fall short, where Allah says, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا, take him as your enemy. And what that means, my brothers and sisters, is that we have to be proactive. We have to actively take a stand against the shaytan. We have to actively protect ourselves against the attacks of the shaytan. And that means that we are aware of the influence of the shaytan. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when describing the influence of the shaytan, he said, "Inna shaytan yajri min al-insan majra dam." He says the shaytan flows through human beings like the flowing of blood. My brothers and sisters, if you were to right now feel your pulse on your wrist, and if you were to feel how blood flows through you, you would understand the analogy given to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, our pulse flows, our blood flows through us, but how many of us are consciously thinking about how our blood is flowing through us, even though we are alive because the blood is flowing through us? If our blood stopped flowing, there would be a big problem. But how many of us think about the fact that the blood is flowing through our bodies? So we are unaware sometimes of the influence of the shaytan. Also, if you were to feel your pulse, you would understand how consistent your pulse is, how consistently blood flows through you. Likewise is the attack of the shaytan. The shaytan is consistent and persistent. Even if we are not thinking about the shaytan, it doesn't mean the shaytan stops attacking us. My brothers and sisters, this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the influence of the shaytan. And we know the reason why shaytan fell from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that Allah azza wa jal ordered the shaytan, Iblis, to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam amongst the angels that were present. And what did he do? Allah tells us that he refused. Aba wastakbar wa kana min al-kafirin. Allah tells us that he refused and he became arrogant, and he was arrogant and he became amongst the disbelievers. And so we understand that the problem that Iblis had amongst all the other problems was a problem of arrogance. It was an ego problem. If we want to take a look at the first egomaniac, it was Iblis himself, the shaytan himself. And so if we take a look at the issue of arrogance and an inflated ego, this is a characteristic that we as Muslims, by the way, we consider this a shaytani characteristic. We consider this a characteristic of the devil, that this is what the shaytan, the problem the shaytan had, and this is what the shaytan inspires amongst human beings. Why? Because the shaytan has something to prove. He said, "Ana khayrun min," I'm better than him. "Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen," I'm better than him. You created me from fire and you created him, meaning Adam alayhi salam, from clay. So he has to prove that he is better than the children of Adam. And one of the ways he wants to do that is by saying, "Look, I fell prey
to the attack, to the issue of arrogance, viewing myself as being above others. And the children of Adam are no different. You will see how they will also fall prey to this attack of arrogance, that when you give something to them, O Allah, when you grant them something, then they will begin to use what you have given to them to see themselves as above others, because the shaitan himself, same problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the shaitan to live amongst the angels. Allah raised the shaitan to that position. But instead of being grateful to Allah for that position, he began to view himself as being better than everyone else. So when the moment came that he was tested to make sajda to a new creation, he said, I am better than him. You created me from fire and you created him from clay. And my brothers and sisters, it's very interesting, the issue of the shaitan, that sometimes when we hear the story of the shaitan, we think that it is in that moment, in that instance, the shaitan became arrogant. But you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioned the shaitan and said, Astakbarta am kunta min al-aleen? That have you now just become arrogant, or were you always someone who viewed themselves above others? And what does this tell us? This tells us that arrogance doesn't appear in one day. Arrogance just doesn't happen in one day. It takes time to build up. As Allah gives to us, as Allah gives us, whether it be wealth or status or position or anything that we may use to view that we are better than others, that this takes time to develop. And if we don't deal with that problem, if we don't deal with those feelings of arrogance and entitlement and feeling better than others, if we don't deal with our ego, that eventually it's going to rear its ugly head in our action. How many times do we see a celebrity act out in a way that seems very arrogant? And sometimes we're shocked. We're like, how could this celebrity, someone who I looked up to, this sports star or this movie star or whoever the celebrity is, we assume that this is just a good person because they're famous, because they're well known. But we see them act in a way that seems very arrogant. Maybe they talk down to a waiter. Maybe they talk down to someone who is serving them, and we're shocked. We're like, how could this person that I looked up to behave in this way? And the reality is, my brothers and sisters, that it didn't happen in one instance. This arrogance was building up over time. For a long time now, this person was being told that they're better than everyone else. This person was being told that they are more important than everyone else. And those feelings began to fester and build and build and build until the moment came where he was tested or she was tested, and they had to humble themselves, and they couldn't. And they made a ridiculous statement and said, don't you know who I am? How dare you talk to me like this? How dare you make me wait? Or whatever the issue of arrogance is, similar to the shaitan. The arrogance in the shaitan built up over a long time. And likewise for us, my brothers and sisters, we can only see people's actions and we don't know what's happening in our hearts. Likewise for us, people will judge us by our actions, absolutely. But we have to take a look at our hearts and say, what is happening in my heart? What is happening when I am given something by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I say, MashaAllah? And a lot of times people think you say, MashaAllah, when you see something that someone else has. The Quran tells us that when we feel arrogant and proud, we say, MashaAllah. The story of the man with the garden in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the other man told him, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. You're feeling arrogant, you're feeling proud of your garden, you think you're better than other people. If you had only entered your garden and said, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. It is by the will of Allah. لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no power but Allah. Meaning anything that I have, it is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I cannot think that I'm better than other people. Anything that I have can be taken away from me at any moment. That how can I look at something that I have and feel that I am better than other people? Because it all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we want to humble ourselves, we remind ourselves that every single thing that we have belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our aqidah. This is our faith. This is our creed. How many giants, how many greats have been taken down by their arrogance? How many greats have been taken down by their ego? How many people raised in status by us? People who had reputation, people who had honor, people who had and had and had. But the shaitan whispered. The shaitan told them, you're better than other people. And the person fell prey and they fell victim. They began to believe the hype about themselves. Maybe I am better. If a lot of people are saying I'm better, maybe I am better. And so my brothers and sisters, we as individuals, the shaitan knows that we all have blessings from Allah. And our blessings are different. The shaitan is conniving and he knows that every individual can have something, can feel proud about over others. For some people, it may be wealth. For some people, it may be beauty. For some people, it may be status. For some people, it may be their culture or their race, which they think is better than other people. Anything that we have, the shaitan can use against us. The shaitan can come and whisper and say, you know what? You have this, and therefore you are better. But you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us that this is one of the main issues that will keep us distant from paradise. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kana fi qalbihi mithqala dharra min kibr," a person who has the tiniest amount of arrogance will not enter paradise. And this is the reason why the shaitan himself was removed from paradise. Allah says, "Get out from it. Get out from paradise." Why? فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا, because it is not allowed for you to be arrogant in paradise. The more arrogant one becomes, the more distant they become from paradise. It is not possible for a person to be arrogant and to be admitted into paradise. And every single person who views themselves as above others will be humbled, dare I say, humiliated, either in this life or the afterlife. Either we realize ourselves and we humble ourselves, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree that we are humbled and humiliated in this life, because Allah will not allow that to pass. And if it doesn't happen in this life, a person may think they have gotten away. I lived a life where I viewed myself as being above others and I got away. But that is not a victory, my brothers and sisters, because on the day of judgment, when all of humanity is gathered, it is on that day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal everyone's truth, everyone's reality, everyone's true colors. And on that day, the humiliation in front of all of humanity will be far worse than any humiliation in this life. And so we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil whispers of the shaitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq, the ability to recognize that we have no choice but to be humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِينِ, Allah is the one who is free of any need. وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ, you are the ones who are in need. This verse applies to everyone, the rich and the poor, the people who view themselves who as people with status and those who don't have status, the person who views themselves as being better looking than others and a person who does not, because everyone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in need. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us, to give us the ability to humble ourselves before Allah Azza wa Jal. And we ask Allah to make our life a means through which we attain Jannah through our humility to Allah. Hada wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.